This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I think Volkswagen in America wants to call themselves Volkswagen. Volkswagen. I think the name got leaked and then everybody talked about it in the news. They're like, oh, that's cute. I think it's a horrible name. Volkswagen. I'm not a fan. Maybe it's because I've taken care of electrocution injuries. But when I hear Volts, that makes me nervous. That almost reminds me that my car could get struck by lightning. I don't know. I don't like the name Volts. Volkswagen I'm good with. So the German automaker, they are moving forward with their electric car efforts. I think they're going to have one of the first fully electric cars. I'm not exactly sure what they're making and going to release in America. But in order to kind of push their name, Volkswagen is supposed to be cute. I get the marketing genius behind it, but I don't think I think the idea of electric car, maybe because I'm old school, but electricity scares me. I'm not a fan of electricity. Maybe it's because when I was growing up, people would electrocute themselves in the bathtub because the hair dryer or their curling iron, or now people in their cell phones, and electricity bothers me. And maybe it's because I watch so many Walking Dead episodes. When you're out of power, you can't do anything except steal a car, siphon some gas, get in that car. When Superstorm Sandy hit, I told everybody to get one of those car chargers where you could at least plug your phone in so you could use the car, right, as an electrical power source. So these cars that are all electric, I'm just not a fan of. I would love to protect the environment. I worked for the EPA. I'm a huge fan of the environment. But I don't like the dependency on electricity. I'm a really much bigger fan of hybrid, right, where you cover your bases. There's a power outage, you can still use your car. If gas prices or we have issues with foreign oil, you can still charge up. So I like the hybrid idea. I wish they weren't that expensive. One day I do want to get a hybrid car. I don't have one yet. But to name your car Volkswagen, just Volts, I don't know. For those of us who have worked with electricity and hurt ourselves with it, we're not fans. So I don't know. I'm not a fan. Let's change the name. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So big thing people are worried about are the vaccine passports. And vaccine passports are coming. The other countries are already working on it. So unless you think you're only going to be a domestic traveler, and still, that's up for grabs if even domestic you're going to need a vaccine passport. Vaccine passports are going to be here. I think these countries have gotten spanked so badly upside both cheeks that they don't want to take a chance of losing tourism. And so they will not want you coming into their country if you weren't vaccinated. And they're going to want proof. So we might be a little bit more liberal when it comes to people coming in and out of a country. But these other countries, there is going to be a passport wall. So with America, we expected Biden to come up with the same. And very interestingly, the Biden administration said no. They're not going to mandate it. They're not going to run the federal database. They're going to leave it to private sector. So they're punting it. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be passports for Americans and needs for that. But the Biden administration, in a move that I don't think a lot of us were expecting, said they don't want to mandate the vaccine. They don't want to be involved in the database. They're out. Let private sector deal with it. Now, that's interesting. This was a move I wasn't expecting. Now, I'm not trying to say there's any sinister or anything. You know, is it because they don't think the current vaccines are going to work later? Is it because yearly vaccines, it's going to be a logistical pain in the butt? Is it because they're already strapped from a government worker government worker standpoint that, you know, they don't want to become bigger government? Again, this wasn't anything I was expecting. Usually I would have expected more of a bigger government sort of move by the Biden administration for this. But they are going to punt it to the private sector. Now, one thing that's very, very interesting is airlines like Delta, United, American Airline, right, Southwest, they got spanked also. And they are going to have to decide where the market is. If the COVID pandemic prevents travel, or states decide to block you from travel, they're going to have to kind of go with the airline industry is going to be very, very dependent on the state. So if our state, I'm in Nevada, if we're only open at 50%, then flights coming into Vegas are limited because if the capacity is full, the capacity is full. So states, the airlines, it would be in their best interest to provide safety. The last thing they need is a headline saying that, oh, somebody got COVID on their flight. But I think anybody who understands microbiology now is you could have a whole plane of vaccinated people and the virus could still be hopping around. Somebody could still have the virus. I think we're learning more and more, just like with the P1 variant in Brazil. The Brazilian variant, you could get 2-3 times, I guess. You could have had COVID and then get sick again. So my guess is the government is like, this is going to be a mess. People are going to hate us. They said, I believe in the news conference today, that they don't want people fearing a government database preventing them from getting the vaccine, which is also true. People don't want to be on a government list. But I think the government already has a list on us. So we'll keep you guys posted on the changes. But I do think passports are coming. I just don't know how realistic they're going to be, especially with variants. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. I'm a walking
in the rain. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So have you guys ever fantasized about being so, so good in sports that you get to represent your country? I have. I've always fantasized about being a singer, you know, and getting a Grammy, or being an Academy Award winning actress, you know, opposite Viggo Mortensen. Like, oh my gosh, Dahlia, best actress. Woo, yay, Dr. Dahlia. You know, and then I get an Oscar. And then I've always fantasized about getting the gold medal. My fantasy sport that I would have gotten the gold medal in was going to be figure skating. And then the second sport was going to be gymnastics, where I do the most amazing jumps, the amazing flips, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, nobody's ever done that before. Gold medal. And I'm like, ooh, yay. All right. And then, have you guys ever, you know, practice your speech? What would you say? Yeah. Everybody goes, well, thank you, Mom. Yeah, I think my mom, I don't know if I would have, you know, credited my mom. I would have credited God. I would have credited my country. I would have credited my teammates and then my family. And probably the Spanx, whatever allowed me to fit into the leotard and uniform. And I would have been all happy, and I would have been so proud, and I would have held the American flag. And then, after I would have won at the Olympics, there was going to be a parade where I come back to the United States, and I'm holding that American flag, and everybody's like, whoo, yay, look at what you did for America, you represented us, blah, blah, blah. Well, never in my fantasies and daydreaming of me representing the United States would I, on that stage, protest the country. I never thought of that. I never thought in all my dreams of being a winner that I would, once the camera's on me, protest the country I was defending. That was never even a topic. It wasn't even heard of. Well, apparently it has been heard of, and it is an issue. And it's an issue such that the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is not going to sanction any athletes if they want to protest their country that they're representing during the Olympics. The USOPC has released a 9-page document today to offer guidance about the sort of racial and social demonstrations that will and will not be allowed. Now, this document comes 3 months after the USOPC, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, heeded calls from athletes, said it wouldn't enforce long-standing anti-protest rules at the Olympics. Now, apparently, this International Olympic Committee's Rule 50 is an ongoing source of friction. The debate comes, I believe, originated from the ousting of U.S. sprinters Tommy Smith and John Carlos from the 68 Games in Mexico City. I need to kind of review what happened there. So you can hold up a fist. You could kneel during the anthem. You could wear clothing that says Black Lives Matter or other similar messaging. You cannot do hate symbols as defined by the Anti-Defamation League. You can't impede others from competing like laying down on the track. So any athlete that is there to represent their country and are grateful to their country for allowing them to be there and compete in a world forum will be allowed to raise a fist or kneel during the national anthem. Now, I'm a little torn here. I think, and again, I'm not a huge activist, but if I was an activist and I wanted to fight the things that are happening in America that need to be fixed, I don't think a kneeling during the national anthem would be that provocative. I think what would be more provocative is me throwing my own race. Say, look, I'm not going to compete for this country. I am turning down my spot. Whoa, really, really? I wouldn't win and then kneel and spit on the country of which I was representing. You know, this was my issue with Colin Kaepernick. If Colin Kaepernick wanted to protest, I support anybody's right to protest their First Amendment rights. But then why don't you take a knee in the middle of a drive? That'll turn some heads. Well, no, it'll affect my stats. It'll mess with the stats. It'll mess with my career. Yeah, but the national anthem? I mean, when taxpaying dollars are, you know, if you're making money off of Americans to be there, and you are being protected under the American flag by people who are protecting America, I would think if you really, really wanted to protest, protest in the middle of the game. I don't understand why it has to be during the anthem. And so, you know, many U.S. athletes have spearheaded the call for freedom in using their platform at the Olympics to advance social justice causes. Others born inside in the U.S. balk at widespread rule changes that they fear could lead to demonstrations that sully their own Olympic experiences. Yeah, if somebody is not happy with America, then don't represent you. America then isn't worthy of you. I mean, if you hate America that much and are so mad at what America does, they don't deserve you as an athlete. So then don't go. Why give your blood, sweat, and tears to a country you don't respect? And I think it's more provocative to say, I'm not going to compete. There's your protest. But to use America as a platform, use the Olympics as a platform, get your gold medal, and then turn around and protest, it just doesn't make sense. You know, you hear of people switching countries so they could compete. They might not be able to compete in swimming with America, so they'll go to another country's team so they could compete and win a medal. Well, are you going to spit on that country? Are you going to kneel during their flag? That would be the biggest controversy. So like I said, I am in support of people that want to say their piece, want to fight for social justice. That's what is so amazing about America. But I think there's a lot more provocative things you could do, like saying, look, I was asked to represent my country. I don't agree with my country, so I will not represent them. I'm going to have somebody else represent the country. They're not going to have my blood, sweat, and tears. Then compete, win, and then diss your country. You know, the Olympics is about country pride. It just doesn't make sense. You know, if you notice, like with football, they aren't even playing the national anthem. I love hearing the national anthem. Most of last year's football season, they wouldn't even play the national anthem. So they wouldn't even cover the people kneeling. So for those people out there that really, really want to show their support for social justice causes or their anger towards America, looks like the national anthem might not be that arena to do it. Do it in the middle of a play or at a drive. Do it at the line of scrimmage. Take a knee at the line of scrimmage. And then when the ball's in play, don't move. That would be a sign of protest, and it would get you on camera. Just doesn't make sense to do it during the national anthem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The young woman who shot the widely viewed cell phone video of former officer Derek Chauvin as he knelt on George Floyd's neck is taking the stand. 18-year-old Darnella Frazier sobbing as she testifies.
I heard George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe, please get off of me. I can't breathe." He cried for his mom. He was in pain.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is charged with murder after kneeling on Floyd's neck during the arrest in May. Additional U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly being deployed to the southern border in response to the ongoing surge. More than 300 troops are being moved away from other sectors to help out, the surge being fueled by unaccompanied illegal migrant children and border resources being strained. This is USA Radio News. The Suez Canal is open again, but the impact of the Ever Given saga will be felt for some time.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
See, a fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks the 40th anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. The Reagan Library planning to commemorate the fateful day with a virtual event featuring people who were outside the Washington Hilton Hotel when John Hinckley fired at the president. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Man, the memes on the Suez Canal blockage by the Ever Given. I got to tell you, man, you guys are pretty darn creative. There's one where Biden was behind the wheel. Really, people? Come on. But anyway, we thought that saga was over. We're being told this saga won't be over for months. True. They loosened the ship, the quarter-mile-long container ship that was almost the size of Empire State Building, has been unblocked, dislodged, has moved. Now other ships are going, but they say that the crisis will not be over because the deliveries of raw materials, parts, and products have now been put back for weeks. They said even before the Ever Given ran aground, supply chains were stretched to the limits, making it more expensive to move goods around the world and causing shortages of everything from exercise bikes to cheese. There are now 367 vessels, including 35 crude oil tankers and 96 container ships, waiting to use the canal. Now, traffic, I thought, was already starting to move again, but it is going to take days to clear the backlog. And remember, I think there's about 60 ships that go a day, 50 to 60 ships that pass through there a day. So while there's a backlog, you guys have ever been in traffic? The more cars coming waiting to go, the longer the backlog. So it's not just 6 days of backlog. This could take weeks. IKEA told CNN Business last week that the blockage could create constraints on our supply chain. They said, we can confirm that there are containers with IKEA products on vessels that are waiting to make passage and resume course towards destinations via the Suez Canal. We will consider all supply options available to secure the availability of our products. Maersk, the world's largest container shipping company, has three vessels stuck in the canal and another 29 waiting to enter. More are expected to arrive later. I know, I was thinking about like a tailgate boat party. That has got to be pretty, you know, with all the captains and everybody kind of stuck and doing nothing. That could be a lot of fun. I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu. It was dangerous, I got to tell you. That was when people, but, you know, if you're kind of at a standstill, you could be hanging out. And anyway, so the company has already redirected 15 vessels around the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. This has added days and cost to the trips. But if they have, you know, ships waiting to enter and there's a line, and my guess is everybody has to wait their turn. I don't know what happens if somebody tries to take cutsies. Maersk says it could take 6 or more days to clear the backlog of ships at the canal after the Ever Given is freed, depending on safety and other factors, and the knockoff effects on business would last longer. So major global banks, they say, are going to be hit with billions of dollars of losses after a U.S. investment firm was forced to dump shares last week. Nomura and Credit Suisse said Monday that earnings might take significant hits after a client of their broking services defaulted on margin calls last week. And then Wall Street had, we had some issues with Wall Street last week. Shares of both banks plunged on Monday, wiping billions of dollars off their market capitalization. So if a client can't keep up cash to meet a margin call on its account, the broker can dump shares the client holds instead. And that appears to be what happened. Now, neither bank identified the client that defaulted on the margin calls, but I'm assuming it was a biggie. Now, Bloomberg and other media outlets said Archegos or Archegos Capital was at the center of the storm. But Archegos couldn't be didn't comment. So Discovery was hit by the liquidation, Viacom, CBS. So shares of each plunged 27%. So this is something that, you know, you'd think, all right, well, you know, all right, there was a blockage. We move on. 6 day delay. No. They say Nomura said their losses are going to be $2 billion. I wonder if someone's going to get sued. Nomura said their losses are going to be about $2 billion, attributing to the hit to transactions with a U.S. client. They said they're currently evaluating the extent of the possible loss and the impact it could have on its consolidated financial results. Nomura's shares plunged 16% in Tokyo, the stock's worst day in 20 years. The move wiped off $3 billion of its market value. This is why I really don't like to invest in the stock market. The stock market scares me because it's the money goes up, the money goes down. Is it real money? I mean, supposedly it's real money, but it's you're playing with numbers. You're playing with computers. Netflix and Amazon, I think they are, Netflix and Amazon are coming to India. And I guess increasing government scrutiny of projects funded by Amazon and Netflix is worrying many creators in Mumbai, the home of India's film industry. So original shows on Amazon Prime and Netflix have drawn ire from Indian politicians and regular citizens who think these films and TV shows are insensitive to cultural and religious beliefs. So there's some drama now in the movie market. So, yeah, the Suez Canal thing, that was just a major cluster. So it's a shame. Speaking of movies, did you guys know that we have a Godzilla versus Kong movie? I think that's supposed to be coming out when? Tomorrow? Almost 60 years after Godzilla and Kong fought in a 1962 movie. They were in, I guess, monster suits destroying tiny models. Godzilla versus Kong will reunite, but there's going to be a little bit better CGI, we hope. And the movie, I believe, is going to be streamed on HBO Max and in theaters in the U.S. I don't know what the ratings or reviews are going to be. They say the plot should be better than the last one. The dialogue should be better. I haven't seen a lot of the Godzilla movies. Kong Skull Island, I think I saw that one. Was that the one with Jack Black? I don't know. But apparently the Kong versus Godzilla, I just don't know if the younger kids are into that. See, Godzilla versus Kong is more for the older folk. And so, you know, if they're trying to get kids back into it, something has to fly and have lasers and, yeah. But you know what? Honestly, I like movies where you don't have to think and you can just kind of sit and watch a bunch of special effects, as long as it's not too much special effects. It's just that Godzilla looks like a dinosaur with a small head. I don't know. It looks like a, I forget which dinosaur has a really small head, a big body, long tail, and weird spikes. Anyway, that's what it looks like. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a mystery brain disorder has been identified in Canada, and they are concerned that they could be dealing with a previously unknown brain disease among a string of cases that's causing memory loss, hallucinations, and muscle atrophy. The first thing I think of is, could this be COVID? And COVID affecting the brain, but they're not saying. They say politicians in the province of New Brunswick have demanded answers, but with so few cases, experts say there are far more questions than answers and have urged the public not to panic. For more than a year, public health officials have been tracking a cluster of 43 cases of suspected neurological disease with no known cause. And so they're looking for Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is a prion. It's a fatal brain disease similar to mad cow. They think that could maybe be it, but they're not calling it that. They say a number of symptoms include memory loss, vision problems, abnormal jerking movements. So it triggered an alert in Canada's CJD surveillance system. There are similarities to CJD, the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, no confirmed cases. And they don't know if it's a prion disease. So if I were you, I'd look for COVID. People have unexplained pain, spasm, behavioral changes. They might be diagnosed with anxiety or depression. But they say over 18 to 36 months, they begin to develop cognitive decline, muscle wasting, drooling, and teeth chattering. Now, if it was 36 months, then that would have predated COVID. So this is odd. They get hallucinations. They feel like things are crawling on them. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as expected, U.S. coronavirus cases are rising. We are told that as of yesterday, the U.S. recorded 69,417 new infections with a seven-day rolling average of 66,159, the highest figure in about a month. In the last week, the average number of cases had risen by 24%, according to an analysis from Johns Hopkins University. Now, this is despite 2.7 million people being vaccinated every day. 25 states and the District of Columbia are all reporting a rise in cases. Michigan is right now leading the average new cases with a 14% rise over the past week and a 208% increase over the past month. Again, a lot of government eyes are on Michigan as to why these clusters happened. Cases in New York have risen by nearly 10% over the previous week, and the test positivity rate, however, has been above 3% for the last month. New Jersey has recorded about 346.4 cases per 100,000 people in the last 7 days. That is the highest rate in the nation. So still less than what we saw in January, but higher than what we were hoping for. So I believe the fourth wave is coming. The fourth wave is here. All right, we keep doing what we're doing, you know, getting our vaccine. And I live in an area where we are just dying to open back up. We got graduation. We got things to do. People have, you know, people have trips they want to take. And I'm going to head to California with my husband this weekend because we just feel like we're getting burnt because we're working every day. And we just, I just want to see beach. So we're going to go to an area near Ventura where it's not as crowded, get some sun, get some beach. Maybe it'll be too cold to go to the beach, but at least we're not going to be around other people, not infecting other people, even though we're vaccinated. But we just got to get out of Dodge. And I think a lot of us with the spring, we're getting spring fever especially. People have been getting, you know, they want to get out of the cold. They want to get some sun. You know, they want to, they want to, you know, enjoy life. So in the last week alone, they say the average number of cases have risen about 24%. 701 coronavirus deaths were reported. That is the lowest number reported this month. And remember, at the end of the month, January's peak was about 247,000 average new cases. In late July, there was a surge. Daily cases were averaging about 68,000. But since the pandemic began, more than 30.3 million Americans have been infected. 550,000 have died. But Michigan right now is currently leading the nation in average new cases, 14% rise. The Northeast, New York, and New Jersey are seeing spikes in cases. And then we're seeing, I'm looking at this, Florida, not as bad as others. You know, West Virginia, South Dakota, Colorado seeing a little bit more. I think Alaska's doing okay. Nevada, okay still. Utah. But we are seeing some spikes in D.C., Maryland, Delaware. And, you know, this, you want to know what really bothers me about all this? Is when Italy went on lockdown a year ago, there was a pattern. Italy went on lockdown, then some of the other countries in Europe, and then back east, our New York, New Jersey, it got hit hard. Not much happened on the California, Nevada, West End. And I just don't know if we're following that same pattern. But we are seeing back east a little bit more affected. Michigan especially, it's almost looking like a very similar peak as it did in the winter. So, you know, we're doing great when it comes to the vaccines. What we're not doing great on is our approach to viruses in general. And we have countries where the virus is absolutely a free-for-all, like Brazil. You know, and India just reported another 50,000 new cases. Italy, another 12,000 cases. Poland, another 16,000 cases. So, you know, we're already mass locked down. You know, California is going to probably ease up on their lockdowns. Nevada is going to ease up on their lockdowns. And then it's going to happen again, and we're going to have to lock down again. But what's crazy to me about all this is New York has had very strict lockdowns. A week or two ago, they loosened them. They're reporting spikes. Yet Texas loosened them, and we're not hearing spikes. I really think these spikes are very independent of the lockdowns and the masks. And I just don't know if people are learning that this virus has a mind of its own. And all this time and all this money we spent to lock people down and censure their licenses and inspect businesses to see if they were really social distancing and all that, I think all that time and money could have been spent on building new hospitals. I just really think we went the wrong way about all this. So in Nevada, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is popping. man, people are coming in. The prices are starting to go up, you know, because there was rumors it was cheap hotel rooms. It was cheap hotel rooms at the height of the pandemic, really cheap hotel rooms on the ones that were open. And then now, you know, man, people are just living it up. Many of them aren't even wearing masks. Like, I got vaccinated, leave it alone. The problem with that is when people get sick or they get into accidents, they use our hospitals, which is fine. That's what our hospitals are here for. We want our tourists to be taken care of, but we barely have enough hospital beds for our own residents. Now, Florida has had an uptick of cases, Illinois, Pennsylvania. But remember, when people say, well, gosh, you know, Florida had all the spring break partying, why don't we see more cases in Florida? Well, the average person that spring break partied in Florida might not have been a Floridian. They might have come from New York. They might have come from North Carolina. They might have flown in from Colorado. So people might have visited Florida and then went back to their state. So you might not see a lot of the Florida cases rising if these weren't people that lived in Florida. Illinois had some spikes, Pennsylvania, Arizona, a little bit of spike, Virginia, so Maryland. So I unfortunately am seeing some really eerie parallels to last year. And what made it eerie is governors were quick to blame businesses. They were quick to lock people down. They were quick to cause these arbitrary rules, and I don't want them doing that again. I want our governor to, where I live, to go, look, okay, let's get search facilities ready to go. We'll let you guys still operate the best you can. We'll still recommend masks. But, guys, looks like this virus is going to be with us and come throughout the year in waves. And we're just going to have to figure out how to live with it like we live with flu, like we live with tuberculosis. And if it looks like more people are going to be unfortunately affected, we ramp up our vaccine efforts and we ramp up our medical facilities. And we try to shoot for more healthy lifestyles. We try to avoid smoking. We try to get more exercise. I wouldn't limit gyms. I would say, guys, you know, if you work out at the gym, it's on your own risk. But telling people to not work out or telling people to not go outside for a run or to force themselves to have mouth coverings when they're running so then they don't exercise. I've exercised less heavily because of the mask mandate. So now my workouts aren't as cardio driven unless I'm at the house. You know, and it's like, I need to exercise like I used to exercise, otherwise I'm going to gain weight. So, that's my suggestion. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.